land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, February 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm a little ticked off right now on this next story. And this is exactly playing out what I'm afraid of. That we cannot allow to happen this year. You know, this special election that the governor finally called to replace the vacant seat in the 35th State Senate District? Well, guess what? The election on Tuesday, February 3rd, they've looked at the numbers, and Republicans, you're in trouble. I don't even know if I want to call myself a Republican anymore after reading this story, especially here in the state of Michigan. Democrats across the board are ecstatic this morning because based on numbers, they see that 8,395 more 35th Senate District voters participated in the Democratic primary than on the Republican primary side on Tuesday night. A sign that their party's gains across the country are now being seen in Michigan. Folks, Governor Gretchen Whitmer delayed calling for this election as long as she possibly could because she was afraid, according to Donald Trump's numbers, of November 5th, 2024, a Republican was going to win this seat. Based on these numbers, based on this turnout, and you have to understand this election is coming up May 5th. This is only going to be a two-month election campaign. The Democrats going to win the dang seat. Instead of being gridlocked 19 to 19, 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats, they're going to replace the Democrat state senator, Kristen McDonnell-Rivett, with another Democrat, Cedric Green, the fire chief from Saginaw. Why? Because here's the numbers. 59.36% of the people who participated in the special legislative primary on February 3rd supported a Democratic candidate. Well, the base number for the district going into it just 4 years ago, 2022's election, you know, when the Democrats flipped everything, Democrat support in this district was only 53%. On Tuesday night, 59.3% voted Democratic. That's a 6% swing in favor of the Democrats. And based on Donald Trump's election of 2024, Democrat support in that district was down to 51.4%. They are up over 8 points based on who got out and voted Tuesday night. If this happens statewide, folks, we're screwed. We're getting a Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general. Garland Gilchrist will be your next Secretary of State in charge of running our elections. Well, we got more math, we got more numbers, and man, am I ticked off.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just to prove my fear and the fact that historically every midterm election, President Trump won big time November 5th, 2024. He's the president of the United States. He's a Republican. Every midterm that follows the presidential election, historically, the president's party does really, really bad in the state elections. State by state by state by state, the opposing party from the president does really well. That's the case. Michigan is screwed. We are going to be California. We are going to be California heading into the presidential election of 2028. We won't be Michigan. We won't be a purple state. We won't be a Republican state. We will be a communist, progressive, social Democrat state heading into the presidential election of 2028. Why do I say that? Because the Democrats are going to kick our ass this year. It's that simple. Here's the numbers. Remember 2022? Remember we voted in 2020, the presidential election? Remember Bill Bailey's lawsuit in Antrim County? Remember Joe Biden beat Donald Trump? And all of you were so upset and said, why bother to vote in 22? Why even bother? Our vote doesn't count. They're going to change my vote anyway. The machines are changing the numbers. Why bother? Well, guess what happened in 22? We got our butts kicked. Democrats took the majority in the House, and they took the majority for the first time in 40 years. It had been in control of the Republicans since 1982 until 2022, 40 years. And guess what? The Democrats took the majority. And with the Democrat governor, they had the trifecta. For 2023 and 2024 legislative sessions, the Democrats told the Republicans to go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. They didn't even allow them to speak at committee hearings. They did not pass one, not one amendment that a Republican proposed in the legislative year of 2024. Well, the numbers in this 35th Senate district proves this case. 2022, then Democratic candidate Kristen McDonald Rivett, the Democrat from Bay City, ran uncontested in the August primary for the state Senate. Uncontested, all united behind her. She had it, no problem. She didn't have to spend a dime of her money heading into that August primary, because she could use it all for November. In that uncontested race, nobody running against her. There was no reason to vote for her in the primary at all. She still got 22,585 votes. Who were those people? Loyal Democrats. Even while uncontested, they still voted for her. Well, on Tuesday night, this cold February 3rd night, just two nights ago, 26,624 votes. More than 4,000 more Democrats got out to vote in the cold weather on February 3rd to participate in that primary than they did in 2022 when nobody was running against her. You following what I'm saying? And in that same 2022 August primary, there was five Republicans running. Guess how many Republicans got out to vote in that primary to pick a Republican to run against Rivett in November of 2022? 30,502 Republicans turned out. So we know that in that district, even though it's 4 years later, we know that we have a 30,502 votes of Republicans possible to vote. You know how many turned out on Tuesday night? 18,229 to pick the attorney, Jason Tooney, to be their nominee for the May 5th general election. Over 12,000 Republicans didn't even bother to vote in the primary Tuesday night. What, you don't care who your Republican candidate was? There was two people running, actually three, but two serious ones. You guys didn't care, so you stayed home. Well, it was cold out, Randy, and we didn't want to, you know, go and vote and stand in line. There was no lines. Well, of course, Senate Majority Leader, when he brings the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, had this to say. Quote, Democrats braved the weather and came out in force in this special primary election. This is a clear sign of the enthusiasm and energy from Democrats, which is a direct product of the dysfunction. Man, I'm so mad my throat's closing up. The dysfunction sowed by Republicans in Washington, D.C. and Lansing. Voters in mid-Michigan have made their voices heard, and they want a senator from the 35th Senate District that will fight to lower costs and bring opportunities to their communities. Now, you know what this is, folks? Trump derangement syndrome. It's not just Matt Hall and the Republicans in Lansing. It's their hatred for Donald Trump. I'm telling you, people, you patriots, you conservative Republicans out there, these Democrats are ticked off. And they are coming out in mass to vote. And it was proven Tuesday night. 18,000 Republicans voted out of 30,502 who voted just 4 years ago in the primary for that seat. Well, asking the Republican, Senate Republican Campaign Committee Chair Roger Hoke, Republican of Union Township, what his thoughts were on these numbers. Well, this is what he had to say. These numbers showed that the Democrats had a better turnout than we did, which is consistent with what he's seeing across the country with Dems in strong anti-Trump sentiment. That said, Republicans are improving their absentee ballot program. And here's a question you need to ask. If the Democrats thought they had such a good candidate, why didn't they run this race a year ago? Why did Governor Gretchen Whitmer wait for a record amount of time to set a special election? She wanted Donald Trump to have his first year in office, 2025, to see what his policies were and to see whether or not the Democrats could get fired up about it. Well, they were successful. However, Hoke said when Republicans in Bay County, Saginaw County, and Midland County, when they get to know Jason Tooney, we will have a victory on the May 5th general election. They, the Republicans, will come out. We are taking this very seriously. We are very confident in our candidate. We're going to get the ground game going very soon because it's only 3 months away. And in politics, that's a long time. No, it's not. Excuse me, Roger. 3 months, mostly winter weather. Sure, we hopefully might get a break in April. The snow starts to melt. But the election is May 5th, the first Tuesday in May. Knocking doors, making phone calls, sending out mailers, putting up signs, you better get going. Well, according to the Michigan Freedom Network, the stakes on May 5th could not be higher. We've seen the consequences of Gretchen Whitmer's agenda in Michigan, said Gabe Butsky, spokesperson for the Michigan Forward Network. The people of the 35th Senate District finally have a chance to have their voices heard and right now have the power to impact real change. They deserve representation in Lansing that works to make Michigan safer, more affordable, and a better place to live. It's not just the results, though, of the 35th state Senate district primary that have the Democrats excited, though. The Michigan House Democratic Fund, which raises money for Democrats in the state House, reported on Monday raising more than $1 million for their end of the year fourth quarter 2025, giving them $1.8 million in the bank going into the 2026 election year. This is the strongest off-year fundraising performance in history. Democrats have never raised more money than what they did the last quarter of 2025. So, obviously, jumping on that bandwagon, Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Michiganders are sending a clear message about the type of leadership they want in Lansing. They want stability and results, not more Republican chaos. Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman called the Democrats' turnout advantage on Tuesday significant. And he said this should be warning lights flashing brightly into Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead's face and the Michigan GOP. Well, it's flashing in my face. Lastly, these results show that the Michigan Democrats are fired up and energized to vote because of what's going on in our country. As Donald Trump and Matt Hall and the MAGA Republicans wreak havoc on our pocketbooks, rip away our health care, and make life worse for working families, we are fed up, said Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel. Hertel referenced later in the day that an alleged attempt by some conservative outfit to send out materials to support progressive Democratic candidate Pamela Pugh ended up losing eventually to Chedrick Green in the Democrat truly voting primary. After trying to meddle in our primary, it looks like the Republicans should have saved their money for the general election. They're going to need it. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a critical race. Now, I'm going to reach out to Roger Hoke. I'm going to reach out to Jim Runstead. We need all hands on deck down there in this 35th Senate District. We need to make phone calls. We need to knock on doors. We need to put up signs. We need everybody to help us work those three counties, Midland, Bay, and Saginaw. If we knock on doors, if we make phone calls, if we put up signs, we can win this seat and reverse this turnout disaster that we just experienced on Tuesday. And I don't care where you live. I'm going to make it my effort to get the phone list of Republican voters in that district. We're going to get a way to sign up for these calling numbers, and we are going to make phone calls into that district. You can sit at home and make calls from a call list.